Diary fragment, January 1860. January 1st, 2, 1860. January 1st. Called to go into Brother Loughborough's. Their child is worse. Had a season of prayer. The blessing of the Lord rested upon me. We felt that the Lord of all the earth would do right. It is pitiful to witness the suffering of the child, which we cannot relieve. Our arms are too short to save it. We trust it in the arms of Jesus, who said, "Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 19, verse 14. We earnestly desire the restoration of the child. Oh, that we all may be reconciled to the will of God. John Belden visits us. Write two letters. One to Brother Ira Abbey's family, one to Sister Decker. January 2nd, 1860. Early this morning we were called up to go to Brother Loughborough's. They think their child is dying. Dress hastily and go to the afflicted family. The little one was dying. Oh, how sad the sight. A mother witnessing the last agonies of her loved one, her only child. We prayed for sustaining grace for the father and mother, that they might be perfectly reconciled to the will of God, that the little one's name was enrolled in the Lamb's Book of Life, to be called forth immortal at the resurrection of the just. We witness the dying struggle. The little eyes are closed, no more to look on earthly things. The little prattling tongue has ceased. Its troubles are ended. Quietly will it rest until the life-giver calls her from her dusty bed. This is a dark, dreary world. The whole human family are subject to disease, sorrow, and death.